New technology permits us to do very exciting things in interactive, erotic software. Way for the future, dude. 100% electronic.
Well, I still jerk off manually.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
You're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Oh, and this one time, at band camp, I stuck a flute in my pussy.
Thank God for your tight tone piss flaps.
You're talking to me wrong. It's the wrong tone.
Look at the fun bags on that horse helm.
Quit playing with your dinghy.
Howdy, Peoples. Welcome to the podcast for Tuesday, May the 11th, 2010. My name is Tim, and I have found some funny for ye. On today's podcast, I'm featuring a viral email that I received from my friend Don Webb. I had heard this before in the past, but if you haven't heard this, it's hilarious. This comedian, Tom Mabe, has kind of made a career out of prank calls, but this is a prank call in reverse. Apparently, he was prepared when a telemarketer called him, and he really pulled one over on this telemarketer. Check this out.
Yes, can I speak with Tom Mabe?
Just call him.
So this is Mike Stewart with Network. You've been selected to receive a complete digital satellite system for free. With this, you're going to...
Let me ask you something. Did you know Tom Mabe? Were you a friend of his?
No, I'm not. I'm just calling to...
Hold on. Hold on one second, all right? Hey, guys, get really good pictures of the body. Yeah, and dust everything down for prints. Mike, you there?
Yeah.
Let me bring you up to speed. You've actually called a murder scene. Mr. Mabe is no longer with us. I'm Officer Clark. I'm conducting a homicide investigation. I want to ask you a series of questions. First of all, what was the nature of the business you had with Tom Mabe?
I had no business with him. I'm sorry to bother
you. No, hey, hold on. Look, I want to ask you to stay on the phone. This call's already been traced, and we may need you to come in for further questioning.
You don't understand. I'm just calling on...
No, you don't understand. Unless you want to be charged with obstruction of justice, it's imperative you keep your ass on the phone, Mike.
Well, how about you just talk with my supervisor then?
No, look, we'll get your supervisor in a second here. First of all, give me your whereabouts.
I'm at work.
You're at work?
Yeah.
You being a smartass?
No, sir.
Let me put it to you this way, Mike. Say I wanted to mail your ass a letter. What would I have to write on the outside of that envelope to assure the mailman would deliver it right to your ass? Geographically speaking, Mike, where is work?
47 West Street.
Hold on, that's 478?
Yes, sir.
Mike, hold on one second, all right?
Yes.
Get the Littleton Police Department Homicide Division on the phone. Give him this information. Tell him he's being sought in connection with a fatal shooting and aggravated robbery. How did you know Mr. Mabe again?
Well, wait, you're calling the Littleton Police Department? I'm hundreds of miles away. I don't even know the guy. I'm in... Colorado.
No, don't let that scare you. That's just a formality. I mean, have you ever been to his place of residence?
No.
Right, and tell me again, Mike, where were you last night between the hours of 8 and 10?
I'm not feeling real comfortable about any of this.
Have you even ever spoken with Mr. Mabe, Mike?
No, I haven't. I don't even know the guy. That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Okay, just calm down. Calm down. Hold on. Look, just back up. I got one more question for you, Mike. As you well know, I'm sure, Mr. Mabe was a flaming homosexual. And there's no easy way of asking that. I don't want to embarrass you or nothing, but were you his gay lover?
What? No. What the hell kind of a question?
Look. If gay's your way, that's okay. I still know there's a lot of you gay people in the closet. I'm not saying I haven't thought about myself, you know. Say I was in Las Vegas or something, a couple of drinks, cute little Mexican midget.
This is ridiculous.
Caleb?
The Mexican midgets are kind of cute. Anyway, a little FYI for you. I will be out of town on a very important business trip this Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, so I won't be posting any podcasts, but please do return on Monday, the 17th of May. Say a prayer, wish me luck. Big things going down in Timville. Here's your classic rock quote of the day. Until Monday, whatever you do, don't get any on
you. Did you see any actions? Did you make any friends? Would you like some affection before I leave again?
Shut up!